It is Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some deals coming in and releases coming in on different consoles, some PlayStation 5 news, and a little bit of Far Cry 6 news. But today, we come in with a little bit of an update from Eurogamer, and they're saying that Microsoft now seeks to explain what they said over the past couple of days when Game Pass would actually go down, or Game Pass had taken down sales. And Eurogamer did get in contact there with Xbox, at which a spokesperson did say, quote, "Xbox Game Pass offers gamers and game creators more choice and opportunity in how they discover, experience, and deliver games. For gamers, that means providing another option for them to discover games and play with friends at a great value. For developers, that means creating another option for how they monetize their games. We're focused on helping game creators all sizes, maximize total financial value they receive through Game Pass. Each game is unique. We work closely with creators to build a custom program to reflect what they need, ensure they are compensated financially for their participation in the service, and allow room for creativity and innovation. As a result, the number of developers interested in working with Game Pass continues to grow." So, not much into the reason, but that is their stance. Now we go to Polygon.com, and there is a LGBTQ bundle. That's a group of 56 creators, and they're offering 69 magical indie games for $60 in lieu of Hogwarts Legacy. This comes to us from Polygon.com, and they're saying that there's a lot of games in this bundle, including some tabletop role-playing games like Unnatural Watches, Which You Are Here, Journaling Game, Magic D8, and some school games like Tomorrow for Mar, Lotus the Self-Made Witch, and a music soundtrack for Tonight Together. And the bundle so far has raised over $100,000, which will be dispersed among all of the bundle's creators. And these creators did reject the Hogwarts Legacy bigotry from the Harry Potter creator, J.K. Rowling. Now, there's no full quote about the rejection about that, but this is sometimes acts do say more than words. So those are the two biggest news updates. Here's another one, but a little bit more lighter-hearted. And that is, Far Cry 6 will be free this weekend. This comes to us from BlueNews.com, and that begins on Thursday and will end on Monday, February the 20th. Very interesting. So here is what the official release says. During the free weekend, players can also play Far Cry 6 in co-op, joining forces with friends to liberate Yara. Everyone who plays co-op during the free weekend will receive the White Lotus sniper rifle, and those who play co-op but don't own the game will receive in their inventory when they purchase it. Far Cry 6 is also part of Ubisoft's Connect Share Play program, a free new feature that allows you to share your screen and controls with friends virtually. Very interesting. Something else that caught my interest and might catch your interest too is that eBaseball Power Pros is both on PlayStation 4 and on Switch. So if you want an alternative to MLB The Game, then this may be for you, at which apparently they do have a pretty good look to it and maybe a good feel. So that's brought to us by Destructoid.com, and it is out right now. So if you go play it, go play it. But we're going to continue with Destructoid, as they say that the Atomic Heart composer Mick Gordon made a donation for Ukraine. So Mick Gordon up on Twitter did say, "My musical contribution to Atomic Heart will also support a greater cause. I've donated my fee to Red Cross AU, Ukraine Crisis Appeal, to stand in solidarity with the people of Ukraine. If you're able to, please consider donating. Together we can make a difference. Hashtag support Ukraine." He's got a longer post that goes with that, but you can read that yourself. That's up on Twitter at Mick_Gordon. Hopefully that's a pinned tweet, but I'm not looking at that right. So he donated his paycheck, which is good. We do not get into paychecks when it comes to money like that, unless they disclose that money to social media. So that's why we don't do that. Now we get to IGN. Stick with donations there for a minute, because a tattoo artist is inking a lot of people. And, well, this is William Langford of Stowe Market in Suffolk, England. And what the BBC has said, that he is donating money to the Blue Cross for animals. So that's what needs to happen too. So if you're going to do Pokemon, why not do animals? That's what he's thinking. In fact, Langford does hope to raise £4,000 for the Blue Cross in this project. So good luck to him, indeed. And by the look of the artwork, hey, he does a good job. Good job, good job. Now we get into some hardware before we get into some software. And it is rumored, according to DualShockers.com, that PlayStation 5 will have wireless earbuds soon. Well, we'll see about that. Look, they've already come out with wireless headsets. So could their wireless earbuds be in the works? Well, there is a codename Project Nomad, and the battery life will be around 5 hours. Okay, that sounds about right. And those earbuds are expected to include a charging case and a USB-C cable, allowing them to be charged from PlayStation 5. So we shall see what happens and see what the cost is if this does come out. Let's get into some software. NintendoEverything.com did say that the Pathless will be releasing on Switch. Now, there you are, a hunter, a master of archery, that does travel to a mystic island to dispel the curse of darkness. Now, they're saying that the physical version will come out on April 18th. The digital version is already out, but if you want the physical version, that will come out April 18th, 2023, and the base retail edition will be at $40. So if you want the physical version, you'll have to wait. If you want the digital version, it is out. Now let's get to some sales for Switch. Once again, Nintendo Everything did say that there are some Japanese eShop releases February 23rd, so come about 9 to 10 days. And on Switch retail, it's going to be Ark Survival Evolved, Octopath Traveler 2, Kirby's Return to the Dream Land Deluxe, Raiden 3, Mechanomaniacs, that's all one title, SpongeBob SquarePants The Cosmic Shake, The Crimson Flower That Divides Lunar Coupling. Switch download will be Aka Arth, Grim Guardian Demon Purge, Hayao no Tori, Horror Tale 1, Kidnapper, Remorse, The List, and Tyrant's Blessing. Those are the games. And we're going to leave you with even more games because, well, Xbox News, you can look up at news.xbox.com, did say that this week's deal, or deals with gold, does have some sales to it. And there's quite a few that goes on here. Now, keep in mind, all of these sales are only valid for Xbox Live Gold members, and prices and availability are subject to change by region. So I'm not going to go through the whole list because there's a lot on it. There are nine pages to it. There's a lot. If you want to see the full list, go to news.xbox.com. And we love you guys. Every last one of you, you're all fans. We do love you. We love you. If we love you, if you go check out us at GroupQuest and at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. I'm sorry if that was awkward. But hey, we could still go play some games, people.